much, Hannah. Thank you, everybody who helped. I love those words, don't you? And I love them for three particular reasons. The first reason is that this verse tells us that there is an eternal kingdom. Does anybody know what that means? Does anybody know what that means? What's an eternal kingdom? Yes, Daniel.
It means like forever ending.
Brilliant. It means forever. It's an unending kingdom. Brilliant. So this kingdom that we read about in this verse is different to the kingdoms that we know on this earth, human kingdoms. These human kingdoms will not last forever. The United Kingdom will not last forever. Don't be too sad about that. But this kingdom is much better because it's going to last forever. It will never run out. It will last forever. The second reason I love this verse is because it tells us that this eternal kingdom will be ruled by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's also exciting and good news, isn't it? Why do you think it's good news that this kingdom is ruled by Jesus? I think Valerie's got an answer. Have you got an answer, Valerie? Because Jesus loves us. Absolutely, yeah. This tells us that this kingdom is going to be ruled not by a human ruler who makes mistakes, who sometimes rules out of hatred, rules sometimes in such a way that they hurt other people. But this ruler, Jesus, is one who is good and loving and kind and compassionate. A ruler who is just. He rules in justice. And so this is another good thing. And then the third reason I love this verse is because it tells us that we will receive a rich welcome into this eternal kingdom ruled by God. Isn't that amazing? Not just a welcome, but a rich welcome. That's exciting. What places have you gone to and got a really good welcome? Do you remember? Has anyone had a really good welcome somewhere?
France.
That may change, Reuben, but anyway. Nobody mentioned Brexit. Oh, too late. Brandon?
Mexico.
You got a good welcome into Mexico? Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, Ray. Fiji. Very nice. I wouldn't mind a rich welcome into Fiji in the near future. Yes, Sue. Into CBC. Very good. I paid her to say that. Yeah. Into CBC. That's excellent. You know, this is amazing news. It says that we will receive a rich welcome. I've received some good welcomes in different places. There was one church that I attended in Peterborough. Some of you might know it. I'm not going to mention it by name. But when Jenny and I traveled to this church in Peterborough, we were welcomed at the car park gate by a steward. And he said, "Are you new here?" And we said, "Yes, we are." And he said, "Well, we have a special car space for you. Let me show you." And so he led our car to this special space, which was outside the front doors. And then we got out of our car, and this person dressed like somebody out of the Men in Black, like with dark suit and long drenched coat, came over to us. He had an earpiece as well in his ear. And he said, "Hello, I'm your welcomer. Would you like me to carry anything into church for you this morning?" And I said, "Well, yes, you could carry me, please." Which was very welcoming. And then we went into the church and we were greeted by another welcomer who gave us a tour of the church buildings. Yeah, so I would say this was a place where I received a rich welcome. I'll tell you a place where I didn't receive a rich welcome. I have a wife from Northern Ireland, and there was a period of time when I used to travel to Northern Ireland quite a lot and sometimes on my own. Now, just to put your minds at rest, the welcome in Northern Ireland was always very good. But I remember coming back to London Stansted one day, and I was on my own, and I had to make my own way home from Stansted. And I remember thinking, oh, I'll just get a coffee and maybe a pastry for the journey home. And I hadn't spoken to anyone else at this point, so I went to get myself a coffee and a pastry, and my goodness, this person was so rude. The first person I met back in England, I said, hello, could I have a coffee, please? Bleh. I kind of got a grunt. But I did get a coffee and a pastry, and they were both very nice. Thank you very much. But there was a not particularly rich welcome. But there are places where we have received good welcomes, rich welcomes, and I received a rich welcome in this church in Peterborough. But you know, the best experiences that we've ever had of a welcome will not compare to the welcome that we will receive in the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's this beautiful story called The Prodigal Son. And within that story, we read about a son who is embraced by the father. And the father puts on a feast for his son. And for me, that speaks a little bit of the welcome, the rich welcome that we will receive in the kingdom of God if we believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior and seek to live for his glory. My prayer is that we will all receive that rich welcome, that we will all believe and trust in Jesus, that we will all live our lives for him and be welcomed into his kingdom. And the other thing that I pray is that I pray we will experience something of God's kingdom here and now in God's church. Because I believe that the church is meant to be a foretaste of the kingdom that we will enter into. This church should represent in some form the beauty and the rich welcome of God's kingdom. And so my prayer is that we will all enter into that kingdom. We will all receive that rich welcome from God the Father. And that we won't just know that in the future, but we'll know that as we come to this church too. And I pray that you do and have received a rich welcome here. And we hope that you would like to share in this kingdom journey with us here at CBC. And that together we will grow in our love and our understanding of this God who has done so much for us. Let's just pray together. Lord God, we thank you so much for the fact that you sent your one and only Son to die on the cross. Lord Jesus, thank you that you died so our sins could be forgiven, so that our relationship with God could be restored. And we could receive this rich welcome into your family and into your eternal kingdom. Lord Jesus, you are a good God. You're loving and kind and compassionate and just. You do not compare with any earthly ruler or leader. And we declare in this place today that we desire to live for your glory. We accept you as our King. We accept you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, may every single one of us here today receive a rich welcome into your kingdom. And Lord, we do pray for this church. We pray that this church would provide us with a foretaste of the kingdom that we will enter in the future. That as this church seeks to represent something of your kingdom, Lord, may we love one another deeply as we love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.